bringing Mike Florio from the great website ProFootballTalk.com and NBC Sports. You see him on Sunday Night Football in America and on the new NBC Sports Network. Good morning, Mike. We'll start with that question. We were just discussing Eric DeCosta, and you've had it on ProFootballTalk.com. The teams are coming after him, at least interested in talking to him. Of the teams out there that have GM openings that might be interested in talking to him, the Colts, the Rams, and either the Raiders or the Bears, but we'll throw both of them in. What is the best situation for Eric DeCosta to walk into of those four teams?
Well, I'd say right now, and I would rank them Rams, Colts, Bears, Raiders. That's how I'd rank them. And I'd start with the Rams because you get to hire a coach. You're not saddled with the coach who's already there. Now, in Indianapolis, the coach is probably gone. But there's just one heck of a delicate situation as to what you do with Peyton Manning and the first pick in the draft and a roster that was 2-14 this year. The Rams also 2-14, but there just seems to be a sense that maybe the Rams, you can work with them and you can maybe turn them into something. You've got a quarterback that was the offensive rookie of the year in 2010. If you get some guys around and you trade that second overall pick and you get some extra draft picks or players, you can turn yourself into a contender fairly quickly.
Mike Florio, our guest. And Mike, I got to ask about, you mentioned, you know, guys getting fired, and was Paulian on your web says he thinks he was fired now having been a backup plan at quarterback. Is this the same issue with the Bears and the Colts?
Well, yeah, I think it's more of an issue with the Bears not having the backup plan at quarterback. I think for the Colts, the superficial reason is that Paulian didn't have a better backup plan, because if he did, they would have won more games, mm-hmm. and maybe Jim Irsay wouldn't have realized that the guy who's his general manager, or actually vice chairman, the most sinister-sounding title in all of sports, is a complete and total pain in the butt, and it's time to get rid of it. See, you can be a complete and total pain in the butt as long as you win.
Sure.
The minute you don't win, then all of a sudden the fact that you're a complete and total pain in the butt becomes a problem, and that's what Paulian widely is regarded as being.
Talking with Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com here on our Alpaca Ford Hotline. So I was going through your website yesterday, and you guys picked Terrell Suggs as your Defensive Player of the Year.
Yes, we did. Thank you for noticing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, look, the knee-jerk reaction, I tried to be very careful about it and make the right decision. I didn't want to get too infatuated with stats. If Jared Allen had set the single-season sack record, then you had to give it to him. And he was the lone bright spot on that team. And all those gave it to him anyway, because he continued to bring it every week, even as guys around him, by all appearances, weren't trying. Jason Pierre-Paul had one heck of an impact, and I thought about giving it to him. But I think he's going to get plenty of his in the future. Suggs is a guy who's, it just felt like his time had come. He's the latest in a line of great Ravens defensive players. He showed up in big moments, 3 sacks against the Steelers week 1, 3 sacks against the 49ers Thanksgiving night. And I just think that of all those guys out there, which of those guys would I want on my team right now? And Suggs is probably the guy.
Cool. Mike Florio of ProFootballTalk.com, our guest. Obviously, we're here. We have great interest in the Steelers. They're traveling into Denver. Now, without Mendenhall and without Clark, because of the trade he carries, can't play, number one, are they vulnerable to lose to a lesser team? And is this a real big issue playing in Mile High, you know, with the altitude?
I don't think it is. I mean, it is for Ryan Clark because he's got a sickle cell trait that triggered a blood reaction, and he lost his spleen, his gallbladder, and 30 pounds in 2007. If you're in good shape, you're in good shape, and it doesn't matter. I think that, you know, these issues with Pittsburgh, Mendenhall, and now Ben's out there, I don't want to say embellishing, but I'll say embellishing his ankle injury. And, look, none of it matters unless the Broncos are going to score points. I mean, it could be 2-0 is the final score of this one. I just thought if the Broncos can only score 3 against the Chiefs, if there's a way to score negative against the Steelers, then that's what they'll do. And that's the thing. The Steelers don't need much. And they do look sluggish and plodding. And just, you know, everybody talks about the Ravens struggling on the road. The Steelers are 13-9 at Kansas City, 13-9 at Cleveland, 20-3 at San Francisco, 35-7 at Baltimore. The Steelers have not looked good on the road, but they find a way to beat inferior teams on the road, and I think they'll find a way to beat the Broncos.
Things are so bad for the Broncos offense that the Rockies baseball team outscores them thanks to the altitude more than the
the thing. Between the two main games, the primetime game Saturday night and the late game Sunday, Steelers-Broncos, the final score is going to be a hockey game. Lions-Saints, the final score is going to be a basketball game.
For sure.
Oh, absolutely. All right. Now, Bengals-Texans, Andy Dalton, flu-like symptoms, had to go to the hospital. How big a deal is this, and what are the Texans going to do with quarterback?
Well, I think that Dalton will be fine, but, you know, depending on how much weight you lose and how much strength you lose, we heard all of this about Peyton Hillis earlier in the year when he had strep throat and he lost 15 pounds and he couldn't play for the Browns that day. Of course, people thought that was driven by his desire for a contract, too, but if you do, you know how you feel a few days after having the flu and losing weight and you just feel blah, you don't feel like yourself, you got to get that back. Can you get it back by Saturday? I don't know. And it's the early game Saturday, too. I mean, if it had been the late game Sunday, maybe he'd be in better shape. Now, for the Texans, T.J. Yates is going to go. But, you know, this is the first time ever in NFL postseason history, two rookies at quarterback are squaring off against each other. And I think the Texans are aided by the lack of playoff experience on the Bengals because the Texans don't have much playoff experience either. Antonio Smith, who played for the Cardinals when they went to the Super Bowl in 2008, that's about all the Texans have by way of guys with playoff experience.
And, Mike, one of the other games, NFC game, though, Giants and the Falcons, Atlanta, are they peaking at the right time? They seem like they're hitting their stride right now.
Well, and it's not just that. Look at what the Giants, and I've been saying all week, the Ravens find a way to play down to the level of the opposition on the road. The Giants find a way to do it at home. They lost to the Seahawks at home. They lost to the Redskins in ugly fashion. Everybody wants to talk about the last two games the Giants have played against the Jets and the Cowboys. And those were big moments with their backs against the wall. They just looked awful against the Redskins. And everybody wants to say Eli Manning, oh, yeah, he's an elite quarterback. He's had some bad games this year, several of them at home. And I think if the Falcons go in there with the right game plan, and that is run the ball, run the ball, run the ball, set up the passing game with the running game, then I think the Falcons can be successful. But the temptation is going to be to throw the ball. Why? Because they want to justify that Matt Ryan is a legitimate quarterback. No one's going to take him seriously until he wins a playoff game. And also they continue to have to show that they made the right decision by trading up to get Julio Jones. So how do you prove that you did the right thing? You throw the ball to him more than you should.
I use him, sure.
All right, Mike, as we let you go here, we're up on time. Give us your four winners.
Oh, who do I have? I think I'm going to go Falcons. I'm going to go Texans. I'm leaning Lions, but I'm going to play it safe, I believe, with Saints. I haven't made a final decision yet, and then Steelers over Broncos.
Wow.
Final picks coming up on ProFootballTalk.com later this morning.
Cool, we'll check that out.
Check it out. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks,
have a
Mike.
Good weekend.
All right, see you guys.
Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com. Wow, that's my... It's like my one sure thing.
Saints?
The Saints.